See, we've got a few items on here under you.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. Yes, we do have four items, several really good items to talk about. First one up is the bulk delivery of the caustic, 50% caustic. We use it in the wastewater treatment process at South Coastal. We use it in the water treatment process at the Georgetown Airport. So we had two base bids, one for the bulk delivery, one for the container delivery. We actually had a good response this year. We had four responses, four bids, very competitive pricing, and slightly higher than the last couple of years, but still well within our budget means. And if you so choose, and we award the contract, then we do have a one-year extension opportunity next year based on these unit prices. Now, sometimes if we go out longer than 2 years, the selected vendor then sort of refuses to deliver when the prices run away. We happen to us online. This one here is a much more stable product because there are more vendors out there making caustic soda.
So you have a motion?
We do have a recommended motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, Sussex County project number M19-07, bulk delivery of 50% caustic soda. Be awarded to George S. Coyne Chemical Company, Inc. of Croydon, Pennsylvania at the bid amount of $2.98 per gallon and $6.05 per gallon for 55-gallon containers, respectively.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion,
Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
So it's a two-year lock.
It's a two-year lock. Yes, we believe the pricing will be good for 2 years. Anything beyond that would probably be not working.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one is the construction of the parallel taxiway D. And you know we've been here a few times about that particular project. It carries several benefits. It allows the county to open up the infield for aeronautical development. It also allows the instrumentation approach of both ends of the Crosswinds runway. And we had previous authorization from you to apply for the design funding, which we received. The designs were completed. The bid was initially advertised in June for the first time. We had to reject all bids. You instructed us to restructure the bid documents, which we did, re-advertise the bid documents, obtain substantially lower pricing on the second round because we clarified some of the items, assumed some of the additional contingency items in our bid package, which is all included in the price. But there are some risks we take in addition to some benefits, and the risk is we did put in a asphalt escalation clause in case it should happen. But it also has a deduct in case the asphalt bitumen price drops. So if you take both, I think it's a good benefit for the county. FAA does not participate in that, so we take the benefit and we take the risk. So having said that, the pricing going into it, this bid was relatively high for the bitumen, so I believe there's a big upside and there's a small downside for our risk. But it's county funded, so that additional pricing is a county funded, non-FAA reimbursable expense or benefit. We also put a couple of contingency items into the bid price, such as stockpiling, such as select fell import. Overall, I think we have a much better bid package. So as you can see, it came in about $750,000 less. So at this point, we filed the initial application to the FAA for the grant. Mr. Hicken feels that we have a good chance of obtaining that grant. However, based on the ultimate availability of the grant will drive the award. So the award has to be contingent upon the FAA funding. Because you know there's a high percentage of state and FAA funding in there. Without it, we would not proceed with the project.
Okay. You have a motion?
We do have a motion to open up the discussion. Give me a second, please. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contact 18-03 construction of parallel taxiway D Phase 2 be awarded Georgian Lynch Incorporated for their alternate 2 and additive total, be it alternate number 2 and additive number 1, total bid of $5,539,189.30 contingent upon FAA funding approval.
Pleasure, Council. Move for adoption. Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Mr. Burton?
So it does qualify or it doesn't qualify?
It does qualify.
So after you go to bid, then you go out to get a grant?
After you have the bid amount, which we have, then we already programmed for this fiscal year in the FAA. They expected a much lower number. So if we were $1 million less, we would be within the allocation. We're outside the allocation. FAA has to secure the additional funds for us to be able to proceed. So they're cautiously optimistic. Mr. Hicken talked to them several times. So that way, with the contingent award, we can assure ourselves if the additional funds are not available, then you are not required to proceed with the project.
And FAA funding is 80% or?
FAA funding is 80% with 15% state funding and 5% county funding.
So we would be responsible.
I
99.
No, I don't want to correct you. It's the FAA is 90%.
90%, 5 and 5.
5 and 5.
So we would be on the hook for 5% of the $5 million if it goes through.
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's in the budget.
Okay.
Our cost share is in the budget.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes motion carried. Next, sir.
Yes, we have a second motion on this, the award, the contingent award to the Delta Airport Consultants for the task order 7R2. That is the soft cost associated with the project, and the airport consultants have reached a tentative agreement, which still has some open-ended to it, such as the project representative, which we may or may not present ourselves. So, but in general, if we went to a full consultant utilization, including the project representation, that is the inspector on site, we would have that contract covered. And again, we would recommend if you so choose to have a contingent award for that task order.
Yeah, motion.
Be it removed based upon the Sussex County Engineering Department that task order 7R for the Delta Airport Consultants in the amount of $595,610 be awarded contingent upon FAA funding approval.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have a yes motion carried. Next,
thank you, Mr. President. As I mentioned briefly last week on this Coastal Reading Garden, South Coastal Reading Garden, the Milton Library bulkhead repair is progressing very nicely. As of yesterday, the barge is out of the water again, and the bulkhead is complete. We're working on the patio work. We're working on the bringing up the floors inside the building. We're working on the topsoil and seed restorations, etc. So we have authorized administratively 2 work orders, which had to do with immediate dangers to the building. There was significant settlement on 2 of the floors, so we authorized on a time and material basis the installation of fill underneath the single story. That was one of the items. And the other one, the patio wall, as I mentioned, started leaning precariously. It was in the end over 4 inches out of plumb and was about to fall over because it has no rebar in it. It was just this, block patio wall, 4 foot. And so that had been on a time and material basis been removed. What we haven't done is to pour a new cap, put up new handrails, do some other work inside the building, such as core drilling and exploration of the voids underneath the floors. So we have negotiated a very conservative not to exceed change order number 3, because remember we had a credit change order initially, we had a detour change order number 2, and this would be sort of a wrap all time and material change order for the two tasks we had to do for health and safety and the last task for the core drilling exploration, etc. We do have in the base bid a 5 cubic yard allowance for grouting underneath the floors. If the voids are substantially larger, that would go up, and that would be wrapped into this time and material change order we have here. So in summary, we feel we're very conservative. In summary, I feel we're much closer to the midpoint of that number than the upper end of that number. But I don't want to be back here again, so that's why I'm saying let's use that number. That was a worst-case scenario number. And I feel we can beat it easily.
You have a motion?
We do have a motion, and hopefully we'll wrap this project up in the next few days. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, and change order number 3 for the contract number 18-09, Milton Public Library bulkhead replacement, be approved for a not-to-exceed amount of $45,000 for a new contract total of $394,451. And 75 cents.
Pleasure, Council. Move for adoption. Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we will have a nice project when it's all finished. The last one I hate to bring before you, but this is attempt number 3 has failed to get the airport mowed by a third party.
If you hate to do it, why do it then?
Because you have to take official action. I can only kick them off the job.
I was just saying the same thing, George.
So we think alike, Sam.
So I have done. We have done so for non-performance.
Well, I hate to do it.
We will take a new attempt next year. We do have the equipment. We do have the manpower. We will need overtime. We can do it. So we will continue for the last rest of the growing season to make this effort. However, next year we will proceed with a bid bond, because I've learned my lesson this year. It appears to be that our local small contractors would like to bid. They give us a good price, and in the end, they either don't come, or they don't perform, or they have a combination thereof. So attempt number 3, so this is the third lowest bidder. I will request your official action to spec the county engineer up to have the contractor officially removed from the contract.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. This is a first in my 37-year career. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the 2018 Sussex County Delaware Coastal Airport Industrial Park and Business Park Property Maintenance RFP base bids 1, 2, and 3 previously awarded to Cutting Edge Lawn Care Services by County Council on June 19th 2018 be terminated based on non-performance and rebid for the 2019 growing season.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions?
What was the lesson learned? I know you said there was one, but what was the lesson learned? I mean, obviously, we went through the process of the bid. They were awarded the bid. They're not performing. What is the lesson here?
The majority of our contracts are fully bonded. That limits the number of contractors who bid on it. It drives the price up a little bit. We pay that premium. We pay the premium for having a smaller pool of contractors, and we essentially pay, it's a straight pass-through. If a contractor pays $1,000 for the bond, they're not going to say, oh, we're not going to charge for this bond. They will charge us for that bond. We had a large pool of local contractors, which we contacted. We had a great turnout at the pre-bid. We made it very clear. This is we'd like to invite you. We'd like for you to bid on this project. We'd like to have local companies, small local companies, work on this. And as you can see the results. So I guess the next round will be a fully bonded project with a much smaller pool of contractors and a higher price.
Is it, was it, well, quite a few acres, correct?
It's not a small job.
No.
And I think...
Is it possible to break it up into...
We had it broken up in...
Into smaller packages?
In five packages.
Okay.
So...
You even thought of that? That's good.
And the last round on the third lowest bid, they actually said they would only honor, because we're outside the window where they would have to honor the bid prices, they said they would only honor it if we awarded all three. You remember that was the June action.
Mm-hmm.
And still.
But I mean, what in the end, Hans, what is the issue? Is they just were not showing? I mean, what was the issue? They're just not showing up? Or
I truly believe the contractors underestimated the sheer effort it takes to mow that much grass.
Which is a good experiment on our side of the equation related to the staffing efforts it takes to maintain a 700-acre facility, including two industrial parks and an airport. And the manpower and the equipment power, assuming everything's running and it's not raining, to maintain that large of a property is quite significant. So as now we have tested the market to see what exactly it entails.
So it's more than we can handle is what you're saying.
We will find a solution, I guarantee it.
When do you... It's looking kind of shabby out there on the business park, on our new park. When will this get going? You're going to go out to bid.
No, not before 2019.
They're going to cut it now with county staff.
Rather than putting this through the public process, maybe you can let us know where we need to address to
right
avoid.
Right out front.
At the business park?
Yeah.
In the berms?
Yeah.
We're on it.
Okay.
So the good news is the business park clearing has progressed very nicely and is completed, and the contractor was very competent. It's a 5-year contract. It's very excited to come back next year because you may recall the heavy lifting was year one. So we fully expect that this contractor will be back next year full force and clear the lots again in the business park. The ditch dipping was very successful. We fully expect that to continue. So these two out of the five, these two work items worked very well. So really the bulk mowing, the fine mowing, and the ditch bank mowing did not work so well. So let's try them again.
Can we partnership with the prison?
We have looked into that, and Mr. Costello and Mr. Hicken have attempted that. That did not work that well either. We had to kick them off too. And it has to do with the equipment cannot be operated by anybody but Department of Correction employees. So the savings were really not there. The handwork is done by the inmates, but there is not that much handwork. There's mostly it's equipment work.
Well, and just one last one, and that is, I assume that we've looked into, we also want, of course, you know, continue to partner with the private sector, but have we looked at the analysis between our own staff versus the private side? I assume we have.
We fully explored this by allowing the breakdown in three different mowing packages, because we were fully prepared to take on one of the three, mm-hmm. or two of the three, but we wanted to get, you know, like, right now, we reduced our staff level by one in the full anticipation that we would have no mowing, or at least a reduced mowing. Now we have all the mowing, so we will get the mowing done, including the front end, which actually we had to hire a contractor on the side, especially for that, because we don't have equipment to do that steep angle. But anyway, make a long story short, we're working on overtime. But we're trying to work on overtime for the people who are, you know, let's say the most opportune slots for the team members. So we don't have our most high-priced individuals do the overtime on.
Being we've already got a fence sector, maybe we are bringing some cattle.
I recommend goats.
There you go. Any more questions? We'll take your vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be at the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
President. I see an opportunity, Mike, in retirement.